Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Think you can learn a thing or two from farmers, sheep herders, or fishermen who are still working at 100 years of age? Only 30% of their health is determined by the genes of their ancestors. This is Doris Lance with your Healthy Habit. Spend a day with seniors from the five communities around the world called Blue Zones that prove 30% of health is inherited, and 70% depend on your lifestyle or your daily habits. Take, for instance, Kamada Nakazato, a 102-year-old who is active in her community by engaging three or four times a week with friends and family for tea. Longevity research found social connections have health benefits, such as lowering blood pressure, decreasing dementia and depression. Let 2026 be filled with quality connections with new or existing family and friends. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor at Cuesta College Emeritus Program, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, April 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles police respond to $10,000 scam incident. District Attorney Dan Dow orders South County Coalition to review legal status. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Police Department responded to a report of suspicious circumstances on Wednesday. Police say that a citizen reported suspicious activity on an Uber app and reported it to law enforcement to check the welfare of a resident. Officers arrived at the home and learned that the resident had been scammed for a loss of more than $10,000. Officers identified the third-party Uber driver involved in the scam, who was sent to collect the money. They were able to contact him and determined he had no knowledge of and was not involved with the scam. The money was returned to the victim. Paso Police is continuing to identify any potential suspects and reminds the public that debt collectors or government organizations will never send a courier to your home to collect funds or settle a debt. CHP responded to a crash report near Morro Bay yesterday afternoon at about 2:58 p.m. The incident took place at the intersection of Highway 1 and South Bay Boulevard, where a vehicle crashed into the overpass. The vehicle sustained minor front-end damage, and the driver of the vehicle was injured in the crash, transported to the hospital, and no further information is available at this time. District Attorney Dan Dow orders South County Coalition to review legal status. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow sent a notice to the South County Coalition on Wednesday regarding their identification and purpose. The South County Coalition, formed March 26th, has donated over $10,000 to Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy. Dan Dow points out that this expenditure shows only support for Paulding's reelection, despite the coalition claiming it is a general-purpose committee. Dow wrote, California law does not permit a committee to retain general purpose committee status when, in substance, it exists to support a single identified candidate in a single election. Dow called on the coalition to review its legal status and determine whether it is primarily formed to support Paulding and file a Form 410 accurately identifying the committee as such if so. If not, the committee is asked to review and provide documentation to show its proper classification. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be held Thursday, April 30th. Coffee with the City events take place at 7:30 a.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. The event is an informal and informational community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues, projects, and topics city staff are working on. Each session typically includes a presentation by staff, followed by a question and answer discussion, scheduled for about 1 hour. The April 30th conversation will be for the upcoming city budget for fiscal years 2026 to 2028. Staff will discuss the city's major policy topics, planned capital improvement projects, financial projections for the coming year, and more. The Templeton CSD's Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale will be this Saturday, April 25th at 8 a.m. Official yard sale maps are now available online. Printed copies can also be found at the Templeton CSD office, Recreation Department office, Templeton Market and Deli, Templeton Donuts, and Upscale Resale. San Miguel's Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the San Miguel Park. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Rockies 10-8, the Dodgers shut out the Giants 3-0, the Yankees over the Red Sox 4-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Marlins, the Dodgers will go against the Cubs, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Angels will go against the Royals, the Yankees will face the Astros. In the NBA playoffs, tonight the Lakers will face the Rockets in Game 3. Lakers lead 2-0. In California news, 25 suspected members of the Mexican Mafia prison gang were arrested yesterday on three federal indictments in Orange County. Charges included kidnapping, extortion, trafficking fentanyl and methamphetamine, running illegal gambling businesses, and murdering a victim. Arrested individuals include 42-year-old Jaime Alvarado, 32-year-old Karina Chesena, and 40-year-old Mario Flores. Governor Gavin Newsom's office has released an article on the recent $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. The article says that new data from the UC Berkeley Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics found that the policy significantly increased worker pay with no impact on jobs and minimal cost increases, about 1.5%. After filing for bankruptcy and shutting down all locations in 2023, Bed Bath & Beyond announced they will operate 12 locations throughout California. This is part of a chain-wide reset for the Container Store and Bed Bath & Beyond joint store format. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. National Association of Wheat Growers CEO Sam Kiefer says that the House of Representatives is making progress on a new farm bill.
Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson, has been working with House leadership, and they are moving toward getting a vote on the full floor. And NOG is out there knocking on every door we can, Republican and Democrat, to make sure that we get this critical legislation across the finish line.
As for Senate work on a farm bill?
Well, Chairman Bozeman has indicated his willingness to move the process along. And the Senate, like the House, slim margins. Chairman Bozeman is going to need to navigate a lot of different kinds of nuance and concerns in the upper chamber than Chairman Thompson had to deal with in the House. The chairman is motivated to get something moving and get something moving quickly. But again, the game of chess is going to be drastically different. Staff side, what I'm hearing is that they are working on language and trying to clear as many hurdles before they get to get into a markup so that when that process starts, it can move quickly. But that requires a whole lot of conversations with senators from both sides of the aisle.
Sam Kiefer, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers.
Hello, everyone. Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak. Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Mountain lions in California have faced challenges as their environments are developed. Blocked in by roads and other human-made structures, their ability to roam has been limited. In February, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife listed the species populations in parts of Southern California and the Central Coast as threatened, broadening protections for mountain lions spanning from the San Francisco Bay Area to the southern border. Ranchers and rural residents say the protections given to the predator leave them with inadequate options to protect their livestock and livelihoods when the lions become a problem. It's a very frustrating situation for anybody in the rural communities, pet owners and ranchers, said Vince Fontana, a San Mateo County rancher. We're the ones that are living and working and basically coexisting with these animals. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay, GoToLawNews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance 434-3276. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Mostly sunny on Wednesday. Sunny on Thursday. Mostly sunny on Friday. Mid-60s Sunday, upper 60s on Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday, upper 70s on Thursday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mixed. Crude oil prices rose today. However, investors are encouraged by some upbeat earnings news. Intel shares up 26%. It reported an upbeat quarter and surprised Wall Street with demand for its slower CPU chips for AI. Wedbush analysts say Intel is best positioned to serve demand for those chips. Procter & Gamble shares up 4%. Its sales jumped in the recent quarter. Shoppers who can afford higher prices for its products are buying. It makes Pantene, Pampers, Tide, and other brands, though P&G expects to take a hit from costs related to the Iran conflict. Meta Platforms opened down 0.5%. It is laying off about 10% of its workforce, approximately 8,000 people, to cut costs and invest in AI. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Alrighty, it's coming up, Mother's Day weekend, and that means the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival is back May 7th through the 10th. They got lots out there for you. Great food and great vendors, and of course, great music. And they also have a very nice Sunday morning gospel show, musical workshops, lots of food and lots of memorabilia and so forth and so on. So simply go to parkfieldbluegrass.org and find out more and all the accommodations that are available for you out there. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real Atascadero, to join us.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
It is Open Mic Friday, and Darcy and Kenny will be in this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, so have at it. Also, I'd like to congratulate the winner for the gift certificate from Joe's Place, one of the qualifiers this week, and it is Victoria Mahalik. Victoria, you got 30 days. Just always call ahead down at the office, 238-1230, to make sure that someone is here, unlike today where the office is closed. But again, Victoria Mahalik, you are the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. All right. You know it works. Whatever may be on your mind, you can even text us as well. By the way, I want to go back to the text that somebody sent me, is that they said that many new cars, force you to pay an annual fee to use the features such as the heated seats. I'm curious about the word force. Does that mean that they're making you only if you want to use it? And I guess the question would be, Would that be part? Could that be part of the negotiations with buying it? Well, we're going to put you in this brand new BMW, sir. Look, it's got a heated seat. You know, you need it because it gets 110 degrees in Paso Robles. Say, well, no, I don't want to pay that fee. Again, I don't know how that works, but they're really, I guess you can say they're forcing you, but you simply don't have to pay it if you don't want to do that. Chris, would you buy a car with heated seats?
It doesn't really get that cold here, so no. I mean, it gets pretty cold in the winter, but I don't need the seat warm. I need the air warm. The heater does a sufficient job, I guess is what I'll say.
Okay, I would agree. But, I mean, you know, if people want that feature, that's fine. That's fine. I just, I have found over the years the things with more gimmicks are just more things that can go wrong. And I wouldn't want to waste my time or money getting something fixed that I really didn't need. And I just bought it for comfort. But it's their own comfort, so again, that's their choice. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And Chris, that story you did on Newsom and what he said about the Cal Berkeley study about the minimum wage.
Right.
Okay, what's interesting about the study is there are also, as usually, many studies have been done, and we've read them on the air, that it's led to significant job losses with estimates ranging from 9,600 to over 18,000 positions eliminated because of this. A 3.4% drop in fast food employment alongside reduced work hours and higher menu prices. And, you know, I think it was last week or the week before, this effect also on the hotel industries now in Los Angeles because of what they're doing. And the people are losing their jobs or they're cutting back hours. Now, I don't know how the study reads from Berkeley that maybe the remaining workers may be making more money, but there's less of them because of this. And yet the governor is going to hang tight on this. And this minimum wage has gone back and forth for many years. But what we're seeing is, and these are from not government studies, these are from people that own and run businesses, not government businesses, that they're having issues. They're having issues. I think, Chris, you were the one that told us how the price increase in some of the fast food places has gone kind of nuts.
Well, that's been going on for a few years, I think.
Well, this law has been in effect since 2023.
The fast food one, minimum wage?
Yeah.
Has it really been? It's been that long?
Yeah. 2023.
Well, even then, like, I haven't liked fast food prices for longer than that.
Okay. All right, well, it's to each. I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's 2024.
Either way, that's still a little longer than I was expecting.
Okay. Anyway, so you have that and more on the way because, as we know, automation is taking place and in conjunction with AI. So this has the effect. And again, if you go back and do, I guess, a little bit research on minimum wage, it's... Again, it goes back and forth. There's some who say that it was intended to create a livable wage even for working families. Now, I never heard that until I read it this morning. Now, maybe there was a time, because I don't know when the minimum wage laws went into effect in this country. But, I mean, usually it was just meant for... young people starting out, but it does lead to increased costs because the businesses have to do so. They have to raise their prices. They're going to be paying more in the into the government mandated things, and also you have to compensate for the increase to what you sell more your products for more money. That's easy. But again, maybe years ago, and I'm talking years and years ago, depending on when the minimum wage came into effect. This kind of goes back to, I've said this for years. I think the government has no business telling any business on how much they should pay somebody. And again, it goes back to the conversation I had yesterday with the gentleman on, people can do pretty much what they want, according to him. They can put anything in their body, et cetera, et cetera. I don't disagree with a lot of that, but there are some conditions that need to be considered. But, as far as the minimum wage, again, I don't know the reasons that government gave and why people thought it was okay to tell you. It's, again, on the conversation we had yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour. The government's telling you, you better do this or else. Now, I understand laws are necessary, but what does this really do? Or how much power does it give the government to tell a business how much they have to pay somebody? To me, if you break it down and think about it logically, it's overreach by the government. Now, does it mean that somebody who is going to be so tight and so forth, they probably will end up not having any workers, and they're going to have to do it because they're going to have competitors, and they would do that. In some cases, it's true, let the market do it. Let the market do it. All right. Again, maybe you have some thoughts on that issue. Also, here is something I'm going to throw out. I don't know how many of you have received a, whether it's an email. And the person leaves their name. And I'll just make up a fake name just for the sake of saving the person or whatever, or not exposing it. So I got an email the other day. It was from a public, it's public entity. In other words, our tax dollars pay these people. And the person leaves the name. And again, I'll just make up a name. I'll say Helen Zappia. All right, Helen Zappia. So, and Helen Zappia has a title within this public entity. And so, therefore, this person is representing the public entity. So, Helen leaves her name and, a nice message of professional and so forth, and says, Helen Zappia. And in parentheses, she/her. I have no idea what that means. Do you know, Chris?
Those are her pronouns.
Meaning what?
That's what, if you want to refer to her in the third person, that's what she prefers to be called, she, her.
She prefers to be called either one of those as opposed to her regular name, is that it?
No, if you refer to her in the third person, as I am doing right now, her pronouns are she, her. That's all it is.
All right. Let me ask a Neanderthal question. What is the point of this?
I don't know. Maybe you should ask her.
I don't want to engage. I don't want to engage with this. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My husband, I can talk about him because he's in the other room, is the worst driver in the world. Do you know Mario Andretti?
Excuse me? Have I heard of Mario Andretti?
Yeah.
I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my husband thinks he's Mario Andretti.
Well, that doesn't mean he's a bad driver. He just may be a little heavy on the gas.
Yeah, he's heavy on the gas, and he's also all over the road. He feels that the whole road is his. Our grandson from New York was here, and the family took a trip to the coast, and so my husband is driving, and he's taken the whole road, the other side, our side, and the other side.
Oh, come on.
And my,
come on.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. He really, he's horrible. And our grandson is laughing his buns off because he thinks it's so funny. That's how you men are. You think that you own the whole road.
We do. And you know what? Now I'm on his side. I'm on his side right now. What is he? Don't tell me he's driving in both lanes.
He does drive in both lanes.
I can't. No, I'm not buying it.
Well, not when other cars are coming towards him. But, like, going to the coast, there are a lot of times that there aren't any cars coming from the other side. So he just came into the room, and I don't care. He can listen to me talking to you because it's true. He thinks that I'm the worst driver in the world. But you know who drives when we go anyplace? I drive. I'm the good driver.
Well, I know that I will be on the other side of the road on a couple of roads here, particularly airport, if there's nobody coming because the road is so bad on the right-hand side. I will go over, not full lane, but I'll make sure I miss the bumps or the holes because I'm not going to go riding over them every single day. And again, when I can do it safely, I will partially go into the next lane.
Well, see, that's where my husband is different than you are. He does it unsafely. You're a very safe driver. I know that. I've been around behind you when you're driving, Kevin. So I know that you're a good driver. But, yeah, my husband thinks that he's Mario Andretti and he can take the whole road. He's looking at me. I'm in trouble now.
So let me get this straight since he's there now. So when many times when you go places, he allows you to be the driver.
No, I make sure I'm the driver.
Okay, now, what kind of man is he?
Well, that's another topic. The poor guy, and he's half deaf anyway, so he can't hear me. I went in the other room. Yeah, I went in the other room. But anyway, yeah, he is the worst driver in the world. But our grandson from New York. Oh my gosh, he just thinks it's hilarious.
All right. So if I were to ask him, does he think that you're a good driver or a good cook? What would his answer be?
Well, I'm a fair cook. I like to cook. I like to bake. I'm a baker. But he would say that I am a terrible driver. But he's the worst.
All right, so we have two terrible drivers in the same family.
Yeah, that's a problem, right? Hey, listen, I'm on my way to Slovet on Grand Avenue for that summit for human trafficking right now. Dan Dow is going to be speaking at 9 o'clock, and it's about awareness and prevention and survivor aftercare, law enforcement. It's a great, great summit. It started yesterday. It was yesterday and today, I'm on my way there.
All right. Well, you might want to consider taking an Uber driver.
I don't think they'll come out this far in the country. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, yeah. Hey, have a great day. Make it a great Friday. And thanks for being there for us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Let me see. Here on the text, the she-he signature in emails is the embodiment of DEI. You see it very commonly in government and large corporate communications. Yeah, well, again, this one is from government. I just don't know if they, Chris, you said this is their preferred or elective name to be called?
No, their preferred pronouns if you were referring to them in the third person.
Okay. I gotta go find out what this stuff, you know, what the definition is of this. in the point we've seemed to survive as a species for a long time without this BS, at least from my standpoint, is you're representing it in this. Okay. I can't help but think that it's a political statement or some kind of social statement. But again, that's just me being, you know, the old mule, stubborn as an ox or whatever animal you want to, and as some other animals or maybe even parts, you could say. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pastorables Police Department says that a citizen reported suspicious activity on Wednesday and asked for law enforcement to check on the welfare of a resident. Officers learned that the resident at a home had been scammed for more than $10,000 and that an Uber driver was sent to collect it. The money was returned and the driver was found to have had no knowledge or connection to the scam. Police are continuing to investigate. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year on Saturday, April 25th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says he wants an everlasting peace with no nuclear weapon for Iran. CENTCOM is prepared to do whatever it takes to bring them there.
Today marks 55 days since the President of the United States ordered major combat operations against Iran. Today and this morning, the joint force remains postured and prepared to recommence major combat operations on the order of the President.
General Dan Reason-Cain, a third U.S. aircraft carrier, arrives in the Indian Ocean to support the mission. The USS George H.W. Bush joins the USS Gerald R. Ford and Abraham Lincoln. Tornado terror in the town of Enid, Oklahoma last night.
A lot of people out in Graybridge, their homes are leveled. So we don't know how many are missing or if anybody's safe or not. So everyone needs to come together to pray for those families.
At least 10 people hurt, also damage to Vance Air Force Base. America is listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to RedScooterDeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. What are you looking for on your Friday? Well, it's gone down the percent chance of rain anyway. So we'll have clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies. Highs in the low to mid 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 40s. We'll have clouds, low 60s on your Saturday, and that's cloudy in capital letters. Some clouds, mid 60s Sunday, upper 60s Monday, mid 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, upper 70s Thursday, and low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:19 a.m., 7:44 p.m., and we are at 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. What do we have? The Atascadero Elks Lodge. They're holding a home, garden, and craft show tomorrow from 10 till 3. The lodge is located on El Camino Real, 1516. And there you go. Just a little heads up to go over and see what they have as they give back to the community quite a bit. All right, this is from where? I guess this is, the PAS, Paso Robles Softball Association. The Adult Summer League is ready. Season includes 10 league games and postseason playoffs for the four top teams in the division. League bats and balls will be provided. Men's league starts June 1st. Mixed league starts May 28th. And let's see here. And what else do we have? Use your own senior bats and balls. I'm not making sense here. And a pitcher's mask is required, okay? And all the games are played at Barney Schwartz Park. So if you'd like to play but you don't have a team, well, you can find out more about it. And you can call 805-686-5565 to register for the Adult Softball League here in Paso Robles and have some fun. All righty, community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable price. All right, moving right along here. It's 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget that special event, May 19th through the 21st. Go to BellaJewel.com Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, your local celebrities, and here we go. All right, let's see here. August Harden, Megan Miller, Ed Poland, Stacey Harvey, Cindy Patty, Bobby Horn is having another birthday, Bobby. Matt Katz, Sean Erickson, I'll get that. Bernadette Boddington, Madison Vasquez, Gary Williams, Josh Johnson, George Wilkerson, Adeline Emery, and let's see here, Jerry and Sylvia Svensson. Saturdays, Jillian Mosley, Sarah Kernigo, or something close enough, Dan Blake, Daniel Vigil, Jacob Friedel, Tara Molinar, Brad Koyak, Mr. Jerry Wilkinson, Bruce Chandler, Oliver Keats, Miranda Thomas. Bobby Horn's having a birthday also on Saturday. Well, he's a pretty big man in town. Rob Chapman and Steve Chapman's having a birthday as well. Now, Sunday, another local celebrity, Trina Nicholas. My goodness. Stevie Turnquist, Mitzi Harris, Tim Platz, Luke Fucinella, Seth Bruce, Tommy Bridge, Marietta Bollinger, Doug McCordy, Scott Laycock's having a birthday. Alicia Barnhart, our own, and Erickson. She'll be watching a lot of baseball games this weekend. That's why the office is closed. Evan Norquist. Bobby Horn's having another birthday. And Nicole Wood Adams. All right, so happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and every one of you. Okay, on my right-hand side, we have the inventor, the power loom, Edmund Cartwright, 1743. 1823, George Bascom, he's an officer, I don't know, 1836, 1862, who else do we have? That's what I'm wondering here. This guy's a pretty good character actor, Cool Hand Luke, you'll remember, and also in McCloud, J.D. Cannon, 1922-2005. He had that kind of raspy voice. Hey, girl. Freddie Scott, the singer, 1933-2007. Shirley MacLaine, yes, indeed, 1934. Jill Ireland, 1936-1990. Also on the list we have everybody's favorite, Barbara Streisand, 1942. Oh, man, this guy's great. And he is just he's a joy to interview. We have Mr. Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys. He does the deep voice. 1943, worked with Elvis. The singer throwing machine, Bill Singer, pitcher, 1944. From CCR, Doug Clifford. He was a drummer, 1945. Onward we go. From Manfred Mann, Steve York, 1948. Good receiver for the Raiders and also the Bills, out of the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons. Bob Chandler, 1949, passed away in 1995. From the University of Cal and by way of Nebraska, played with the Rams, Vince Ferragamo, 1954. Let's see here. Who else? Michael O'Keefe, the actor. He's not bad. 1955. Onward we go with Cedric the Entertainer. The comedian was born in 1964. This guy was a really good shortstop. Omar Vizquel, 1967. Todd Jones, not a bad relief pitcher, and he's a writer also. 1968, Baseball Hall of Fame, one of the best switch hitters of all time. Chipper Jones, 1972. Let's see here. Pro golfer Lee Westwood, 1973. I'm looking here, and Rebecca Matter, the actress, 1977, out of Westlake High School and the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons, a tight end, played for the, a couple teams, primarily with the Broncos. Billy Miller, 1977 is when he was born. Kelly Clarkson, 1982. Tyson Ritter, the singer, and let's see here, born in 1984. And who else do we have? Jordan Fisher, the actor, 1994. All right, that's it. Passing away on this day. The gentleman familiarized us, but who is kind of identified with San Francisco, Andrew Smith Holliday, the cable car, streetcar, whatever. He died in 1900, also passing away on this day. Estee Lauder, the cosmetic executive, 2004. Wallace Warfield Simpson, yes, sir. King Edward, you remember that? Well, you don't remember, but you've probably read about it. Her famous quote is, "A woman can't be too rich or too thin." Well, she became extremely thin in 1986. Alice Lawn, she was the original champagne lady with a 1, 2, and 3. Lawrence Welk, 1981. Bud Abbott died in 1974. And I believe that is it. Yes, it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list today. My. He was the first overall pick by the Atlanta Braves way back when, and what a career he had. He ended his career with a .303 batting average, 468 home runs, 1,600 or more RBIs, and he holds most of the Braves' records, and he ranks second behind Eddie Murray for career RBIs for a switch hitter, and is third behind Mantle and Lance Bergman in slugging percentage. He was the 18th player in Major League history to accumulate 5,000 at-bats and finish with at least a .300 batting average and a .400 on-base percentage and .500 slugging. That's a pretty good career. Shepard Jones to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The next Coffee with the City event for Paso Robles will be held Thursday, April 30th. Coffee with the City takes place at 7:30 a.m. in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. Staff will discuss the upcoming city budget for fiscal years 2026 to 2028. The Templeton CSD's Clutter to Cash community-wide yard sale will be this Saturday, April 25th at 8 a.m. Official yard sale maps are now available online, and printed copies are available in different locations, such as the Templeton CSD office and Recreation Department office. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Chipper Jones, 8-time All-Star, World Series champion, NL MVP, 2-time Silver Slugger Award, and also batting champ. Pretty much did it all. Fine career. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2018. 90% of the vote. 97%. One more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.